Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement. Welcome back to our podcast. My name is Brad Post. I'm the president and co-founder of Create the Movement, and I'm actually excited to be sitting with the founder of appendme.com, Enrico Torres. Hello, Enrico. How are you?
I'm doing well, Brad. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. So it's appendme, not offend me, right? It's with an A.
Correct.
Okay.
That's right.
Good. Well, and it's basically a social media platform. Is that right? And you've kind of bootstrapped this entire company, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Well, tell us a little bit about appendme and
okay.
You know, what kind of makes it different and
okay. How we started this. Right. Well, we started this project about 4.5 years ago, a little bit over 4.5 years ago. And believe it or not, I didn't even know how to send an email back then.
Okay.
But I remember at nights, I have trouble sleeping. So I figured I needed to find something to do that occupies my mind. So Facebook went public. I still remember when Facebook went public and I decided, hey, how hard can it be to start my own social network, right? So I told my wife, and my wife thought, well, you're crazy. You don't even know how to send an email, but go ahead. I mean, you know, I know, right? So I started, thanks to Google, I started learning a little bit and this and that. And we started, you know, at the beginning, we had to hire a company and then use their software. And it was limited, you know, and obviously 4.5 years ago, I noticed the power of mobile. And I'm like, things are going mobile. I know this is the right thing. We got to try to make it mobile. And so that's about 2.5 years ago. About 2 years ago, we decided, you know what? I'm tired of using other companies. If we want something done, you have to, you know, you want to do it yourself, right? So we put in a team of iOS developers, Android developers, backend, everything, and just started from the ground up, you know. Now, just to give you an idea how crazy this was, I thought it was going to take us about 6 months to complete this.
Okay.
This was in August of 2014.
Okay.
Wow. And here we are now, and we're still developing. We've been developing nonstop since then. But that's, you know, to build something like this from the ground up, you know, is pretty overwhelming.
that's exciting. It's kind of like sometimes in construction, right? When you hope to be done at a certain time and it's not.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So
exactly. Except on this, yeah. On this is actually kind of like, you know, being that I'm still learning. Oh, you're always going to be learning, right?
Right.
So it's always, it doesn't go as fast as I wish it would, you know.
Right.
I wish I knew how to code.
Yep.
Maybe then it will go faster, but, you know, between roofing in the day and then, you know, doing this at night is really not enough time.
Right. Yeah. I joke around. We have a creative online marketing company, and we're coming up on our fourth year, 3.5 years, and I didn't even know how to open up Photoshop probably about 6 months ago, but I knew how to run a business, and I was able to get a good team of people around us to help, you know, build websites,
right.
and whatnot.
Correct. So. Team is key. If you don't have a good team, you know, that's not.
Yeah. And so it sounds like you found a really good team around you as well, right?
Correct.
To
yes.
Help build this and help.
Yes, correct.
Vision of what you're doing.
Correct.
How has that been a fun or painful process or
no, it's been fun, but you know, like I mentioned before, the hardest part is, you know, being in construction doing roofing during the day, you know, like I leave at 3-4, you know, 4 in the morning depending on how far I'm working, right? Because I'm self-employed. So I go and do the roofing, and it depends. I don't know if you noticed, this summer has been a killer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been hot, you know, and on the roofs it's 10, 15 degrees hotter than it is on the ground. So trying to communicate with my developers, you know, through Skype while I'm hanging up on a roof, you know, it's pretty difficult, you know, like, what do we do here? How do we move this and that, and still manage to come up with what we have now up, you know, on the, at the App Store and Google Play. it's been that has been like really crazy.
Right, I bet. And so what excites you the most about your business right now? I know you before the call you mentioned a few things that are going to be happening really soon.
Right. Well, I'm very excited for the fact of that we are going to be introducing e-commerce to this, to our social part. Like right now, the social part of the application is out, but our e-commerce, you're going to be able to sell, like businesses are going to be able to sell to people and people are going to be able to sell to people. It's all integrated. You're going to be able to pay, use PayPal. Right now, we're trying to get Apple Pay. What else? You know, so we're trying to pretty much simplify your life. You know, that's what's exciting, you know, and that's how we like the project kept evolving, because it was like, oh, my God, now I need an app to chat. Now I need an app to do this. Now I need an app to do that. You know, and it was kind of like, wow, there's so many different applications you have to download to do basically, you know, the same thing. So it was kind of like, let's try to put everything together, just simplify, because let's face it, the one thing we don't have a lot of is time. That's, you know, that's why we wanted to just make everything as simple as possible. And, you know, that's pretty much a pen me.
Yeah, streamline the process. I like it.
Right.
You said you do construction during the day, wake up at 3 a.m. Man, that's a long day.
Yeah, that's when I wake up to get my lunch and stuff ready, and then I leave. Like, right. You know, so.
Have you always been an entrepreneur?
Yes.
What was the first? What was your first job? I'll kind of throw you for a loop here. What was the first?
No, my first job actually was. I came to United States in 1991, and I started working at a restaurant.
Okay.
As a dishwasher, you know. Obviously, I was 14 back then, so you know. Then I had to go to school. But after the restaurant, I was in the restaurant business for over 12 years. So I worked my way up. You know how it is. Like, that's the beauty of this country, is you can go anywhere. And if you work hard enough, you know, I move. And I know this might seem like little steps, but there are steps, you know, and if you're willing to take them and work hard, look, now, I'm nowhere there yet, but I'm a lot better than a dishwasher, right. You know, a little bit higher, you know, But yeah, I went from dishwashing to then, you know, cold table, then the executive chef. I mean, obviously, I was there like over 12 years, you know, and then I started construction. And that was I've been doing construction for the last 12 plus years, you know.
Okay. So the funny thing, my first job was actually in a restaurant. I was a busboy. I cleaned it up.
I think everybody's job is like their first job. I think is a restaurant, isn't it?
It seems like it. Yes.
I know.
Yeah. So you were in the restaurant business for 12 years. You moved up to executive chef. You enjoy cooking, and you wanted to.
Oh, I loved it. I love being in the kitchen. I've always been like in the back, you know. I always like being in the back, running the scenes in the back. And it was just, my goal was always to try to find ways to simplify, you know, the procedures on how fast and how many people we needed and everything. So it was always like I always had that goal in mind to just keep doing the best I could, you know, which it worked. I mean, obviously I was there for a long time, and when I left, you know, it was sad, but at the same time I was like, well, I feel like it's time for me to try something else, you know?
And so you got into construction. You've been doing that for 12 years.
Yes. Plus. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, I mean, when you had the idea for append me, mm-hmm. was there anything that was holding you back? Anything that concerned you to launch this or?
No, it's, you know, when we got the idea, it was not just, solely, you know, the vision. Okay. It was pretty much, I wanted to build something, you know, from my perspective of a person who's worked, you know what I mean? Just kept working. I mean, I started that, I'm almost 40. So I started that like when I was 35 and a half, you know? So I had already seen, you know, how the trends of other businesses and how they just keep growing. And it's almost like you make it to a certain point and you stop listening to the, you know, to the people who got you there. So it's kind of like, you know, why is our privacy being invaded? You know, why are they doing this? Why are they doing that? Why can't we do it ourselves? So instead of being one of those people who, you know, are always like complaining, I was like, no, I gotta go for it. Like, I know I can do it. And obviously after my daughter was born and everything, it was that actually made me really be like, you know what? I'm only going to be able to do roofing for so long. I need to do something that can actually, you know, that I can do sitting at home from my computer versus labor. Because that's, roofing is labor. I mean, I'm a sheet metal mechanic, which is, you know, one step up from a guy who puts shingles, but it's hard work nevertheless. I mean, you're talking three stories up in the air, you know, hanging metal with winds, and yeah, it's no fun. So,
well, what, Enrique, what's some of the best business advice that you've ever received?
The best is being, I was told once by obviously my father, who also is a businessman, he told me not to ever talk down on any other business, because those businesses have paved the way, you know. So to always make sure you always try to do better than what they're doing, you know. So, which, you know, I was like, hey, that's beautiful. That is pretty much what we're doing, you know. There's no sense in, I don't want to say like bad talk, you know.
Talking trash or.
Right. You can't do that, because, hey, look, everybody, they started, everybody's successful. You just keep moving, and then you come along and you might have something better. And the market is open. Let people decide what they, you know, what they want to use, you know.
Right. That's good. That's good. Well, in kind of your career, is there any books or podcasts that you would recommend that you listen to, or that,
Well, I've been listening to yours, and I like yours. I like Tony Robbins too.
Okay. Yep, Tony Robbins, definitely.
Yes, he's. But I don't know why is it that lately a girl is doing it, not him. So I'm kind of like thrown off a little bit by that. Like, I wonder why that's happening. But
yeah, I'm not sure. So you said with the Pendmain, as we kind of wrap up, you've got. The e-commerce part is coming out soon, yes. Correctly?
Correct.
Okay. And then, you know, there's, you know, just kind of looking through it, you can download it in the Apple Store, and then also Google Play right now. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct.
And then also the Android.
Yes, correct. The Google Play Store, that's for all Android devices. Right now we have it on iOS and Android.
Okay.
That's pretty much the only ones we have it for. We don't have it for Windows.
Okay. And then you guys, it seems like you're pretty active on both your Facebook and your Twitter accounts as well.
Yes. Yes. That's Rachel.
Yeah.
She's my little angel for that.
So it's Twitter. It's at a pinned me app. Correct.
Correct.
And then, Facebook is a pinned me app as well.
Correct.
So,
yes.
And then on your platform, it looks like it does connect with Facebook, right? And Twitter.
Yes. Correct.
And
correct.
Are you looking at adding other social media platforms as well?
We have Instagram there too.
Okay.
You can sign up with Instagram. You can actually, what we've done on the application is we've made it so that you can, what you post on a PenMe, you can share it simultaneously on Twitter and Facebook. Eventually we want to try to do Instagram, but they don't allow that. So it's kind of like we have limitations. Okay. But yeah. And just to give you a quick run about the application, you also have the ability for a like, dislike, and sympathy button, you know, because I just got tired of the liking everything. You know, you can't like everything. There's some things that are just, you know, not likable.
Right.
I guess. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, if you're disagreeing, you know, it's kind of like, hey, you know, this is not, you know, how are you supposed to do that? Like,
exactly. Yeah. And then you also, it looks like you have events, hangouts that you can get into. As
correct.
Well.
Like, make them very quick. We also, one of the features that our users really like is the collections. Okay. And this is why, you know, I was talking about like not obviously talking bad about other companies, because they pave the way, right? But the one thing I really didn't like about, you know, Facebook was every time I saw something I really like and I wanted to save it to show it to my wife, I mean, we're talking, you know, 3 years ago, I would come home and I'd be looking for it. And I'm like, oh, where is it? Where is it? And I couldn't find it. And I was like, I really need to make something with folders, you know, where you can actually store everything, you know, in a way that you can share it and it makes it easier. So that's pretty much what we did. We made folders. So anything you see on the application that has the add to collection, you can create as many folders as you want for as many collections. And then you just start storing everything on those folders. And then you can share those folders with friends, coworkers, whatever, you know, like for me, I do roofs and I have my collection of copper roofs. Then if we have a client, I'll send them the entire collection and they get to see the entire thing, you know? So that was, that's one of the features that our members seem to really like.
Okay. And I kind of wanted to go through the process too, as we were on the phone. It looks like it's
right.
pretty simple process to get signed in.
Right.
You know, to add just email, password, agree to the terms Correct. And conditions and sign up.
And we do not share anybody's information. Okay.
That's good to know because, you know, a lot of the terms and conditions, you know, they're.
Oh, yes. No, well, that was one of the main things, too, when we started. It was let's make sure privacy is our number one concern because you know how it is. I mean, right now, data is king, right? But it's not king to the user, to us. It's king to the, you know what I mean, to everyone else, but not us, the users. There's other ways to monetize. If, you know, I'm sure that people are going to wonder, well, how are you going to monetize? And that's the reason why we have not officially launched a PenMe yet, you know, is our e-commerce part. Once we get our e-commerce part in there, that's our monetization model.
Okay. Well, this is exciting, Enrico. How can people get in touch with you?
They can... Yeah, if they download the application, obviously by default, because I didn't want anybody to be lonely when they first sign up, they are automatically our friends with our PenMe account. They can just click the search glass and they can look up Enrico, E-N-R-I-C-O, Torres, and they'll see me there and they can send me a friend request. I'm always obviously accepting everybody's friendship. It's always cool to meet new people, you know?
Absolutely. I'll make sure to include the link to Enrico's social media platform in our show notes. And, Enrico, is there anything else that I missed?
No, so far that was you pretty much nailed it. And actually, there was one thing that we made this application also business friendly. Okay. That's why on your profile page, you can load up an actual video, like a, you know, either a YouTube video or a personal video, although the personal video is limited right now, on the back to kind of like showcase, you know, what it is that you do, what it is that you promote. So once the e-commerce is tied into that, as you can see, our goal is to maximize small businesses because, you know, small businesses are the backbone, you know, of this country. So it's like we wanted to make it business friendly as well as user friendly just for regular people.
Perfect. Well, Enrico, thanks for your time today. And we look forward to hearing more about PenMe and where you're going.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. That's pretty cool.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.